In Washington, D.C., the local city government is working to change and update its criminal laws. But many in Congress, mostly Republicans, are not happy about it, and they're trying to stop the D.C. bill. For more, we have Martin Ostermuhl on the line. He is a reporter for member station WAMU. Martin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, remind us, why can Congress step in and interfere with what the D.C. City Council wants to do?
Well, the simplest answer is the district, like most people would know, is not a state. It's a federal city. It does have a small degree of local governance. It has an elected mayor and elected city council. But there is still a provision in the city's home charter, which basically says anything that's passed by local lawmakers goes up to Congress for a 30-day review period, during which members of Congress can decide to overrule, overturn, block, interfere, kind of get involved in local affairs. So they, even though the district can govern itself and mostly does, Congress does retain the right and has the legal ability to step in when it sees fit.
Okay, which brings us to this crime bill in question that the D.C. City Council wants to push through. What would it do?
So this is basically a wholesale rewrite of the city's criminal code. That's all the criminal laws on the books. The reason they're doing this is lots of states have done it, and it's basically because the district's criminal code is very old. It dates back to 1901, which means that there's a lot of old definitions in there. I mean, there's references to steamboats and farm animals, neither of which we have in large quantity at this point in the district. There's a lot of definitions of criminal offenses that don't make a whole lot of sense and make prosecutions difficult. And there's a lot of penalties, a lot of sentences that are kind of out of whack with the actual offenses that are charged, which means you could threaten someone and face more prison time than if you actually maybe assault them, things like that.
So up on Capitol Hill, Republicans in the House, joined by a couple dozen Democrats in the House, voted to disapprove this. Are there certain provisions that these congressional opponents say we don't want?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest area of focus is the issue of penalties, of sentences for certain violent offenses. Under this new criminal code, some of those penalties would come down a little bit. And Republicans and some Democrats on the Hill say that's just soft on crime. It sends the wrong message, especially when crime is up in the district and other cities around the country. Now, proponents of this new revised criminal code say that's somewhat nonsense, because the reason that these penalties were brought down, it was because they wanted to match what judges were actually handing out as in terms of sentences. Like, you could get 40 years for carjacking on paper, but no judge was sentencing 40 years. They were sentencing at most, 25 years. So then folks who rewrote the revised criminal code said we should put down sentences that more accurately reflect what judges are currently doing. And they also point out that even if you have sky-high penalties, research hasn't shown that it necessarily deters crime.
So that's the policy debate. As far as the politics, what does the House GOP stand to gain by being public about this?
Well, number one, I mean, picking on D.C. is easy because the district, as most folks may know, doesn't have voting representation on the Hill. So no one stands to lose. No one is at risk by picking on D.C. I mean, residents here can't vote anybody out of office on Capitol Hill. So there's that. Number two, it's, elections. It's kind of we're in a perpetual election cycle. So, I think Republicans are probably looking to the next cycle next year and saying one issue that's big is law and order, public safety, crime, this kind of feeling that things have gotten more dangerous since the pandemic hit. So this is kind of low-hanging fruit for them. And, those two things combined with the fact that they now have the majority in the House and they say, listen, we want to kind of exercise our authority quickly and in a way that doesn't have a lot of pushback. Again, D.C. can't fight back, so they can get this done relatively easily and without much pain to individual members.
Now, Republicans, of course, do not have a majority in the Senate, but the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has talked about this bill. Here is what he said last week.
When the soft on crime local government has become this completely incompetent, when members of Congress can't go about their daily lives without being attacked, when families cannot come to visit our capital in safety, then it's about time the federal government provides some adult supervision.
So, Martin, this disapproval from Congress, it's uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen in the Senate. The White House has threatened to veto what the Republican leadership is trying to do. But I want to ask you finally about the residents of D.C. and the D.C. City Council. What is the message to them of all of this?
Well, there is concern amongst residents with public safety and crime. I mean, there have been upticks in homicides among youth. There have been upticks in carjackings. Overall violent crime, though, is down. So it's kind of a mixed bag in terms of how residents perceive it. Now, there is the broader issue, and this has kind of always been a rallying cry amongst residents, is that, listen, whatever happens in D.C. should stay in D.C., this idea that we can govern our own affairs. Now, this the politics have gotten complicated amongst local officials. The mayor of the district didn't love this revised criminal code. She's been a little more quiet on the issue of whether Congress should get involved or not. Usually, city officials are very vocal about this. She's been less vocal than usual. But other legislators have said, listen, this went through a 16-year process. It doesn't go into full effect until 2025. This is all just politics. It's political theater up on Capitol Hill. It's easy to take a shot at D.C. because there's no consequences for most folks on the Hill. So just leave us alone, you know, hands off D.C.
D.C., where the license plates say, taxation without representation. Martin Ostermuhl is a reporter for WAMU. Martin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.